to have my once a month breakfast at Marion Diner, and it's good as always. You know, and that's kind of an important thing, is the consistency. You know, when you find a good place and you can feel that, you can know that it's going to be the same every single time. And they do a good job. They do a good job. I had the Monte Cristo, so they did a good job.
Does it come with a sweet kind of sauce to dip?
It doesn't, but you can get maple syrup for it.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, before we get too far along here, I just have a question here. We have an office here, and we can't even get in the door. What's the deal here with this door?
Well, the doors, I know when I came in.
I mean, in 1 year's time, I've never had this happen, what happened today.
Well, when I came in and unlocked the door, it wouldn't open.
I mean.
So I had to kick it.
Okay.
To get in. It's sticking for some reason.
Well, I'm having a hard time with this. I mean, this has never happened before. And so if somebody comes in to get prizes, they're going to have to jimmy that door to get in, or?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. No, Pastor Craig had a little trouble coming
so,
in.
I did.
I mean, now he's going to have trouble tomorrow for Swap Shop coming in? I mean.
I won't let that stop me.
Well, this is, I mean, I've never had this happen before.
I may, you know, if I have to karate kick it, I will karate kick it. If I have to take a chainsaw to it, I'll take a chainsaw to it. Nothing will deter me from coming in for
Swap Shop. I put my key in even, and it still.
Yeah, you turn your key, and then it turns green.
I mean, that pad out there lit up, and that's never happened. Every single number on there lit up when I turned my key. And then 10 seconds later, it all turned green and went back to normal. I mean,
it turned red on me.
I've never had this happen before.
When I came in at 3:40.
I mean, I've never. We have an office here, and we can't even get in the door. This is ridiculous.
And when I came in at 3:40, I turned the key. It turned red.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned the lock. Nothing happened. So I turned the key again. It turned green, and then.
Well, I almost had the feeling. I almost had the feeling like it was locked.
Could have been.
You know, I mean, and why it would be locked is beyond me.
Yeah.
This should never be locked.
Not during 4 and 5.
Well, you would think that anybody with a key would be able to get in.
Right, because, well, of course.
You know, I mean, this is ridiculous.
of course, during our show, right now it should be unlocked. So.
Absolutely. I mean,
tell you what, I'm going to go outside and try to close the door behind me.
And try to get in.
And then I'm going to try and come in.
Okay.
And I'm going to see. All right. So here
you go. Let's see.
Now see how easily that was though.
Yeah, it stuck
but
a little
bit.
But
it didn't do that to me.
Let me lock the door and then let me try and unlock the door.
Okay, he's going to lock the door and try to unlock the door. This is for your entertainment pleasure here on Live at 5.
I think it's a situation that needs to be addressed. If it was locked, I need to know why it was locked. Now, see, for him, it opened right up.
Did it turn green on you, Pastor Craig?
No, it didn't turn anything.
It didn't turn anything. Okay.
But I guess you just have to have the magic touch.
Well, no, I need to know, was it locked?
I don't think it was locked when you came in.
Because I have just never had this happen before.
Yeah.
This has happened to me. This has happened to Scott.
Okay. Yeah.
And it shouldn't matter if you come at 3 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you have a key, you should get in.
Correct. Absolutely.
There should be no jimmying. What exactly is jimmying? What's that mean?
That's my middle name.
I mean, I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, what does jimmy, what's that mean?
Jimmying means fooling with the lock.
Okay, well, you shouldn't have to. I mean, this is a new door.
Well, it worked just now.
So. Right, that's what I'm saying. So, me, when I tried that same thing you did, it felt like it was locked. And I just need to know, why was it locked?
Well,
we don't know.
I have no idea. It shouldn't have been locked.
Because the only people in here were you two and him.
Right. Well,
nobody... Nobody, I got here just ahead of you.
Okay.
And the door did stick when I was coming in. Now, in the
It sticked to the point to where it felt like it was locked.
Yes. Yes.
Because it felt like it was locked to me.
So then I came in, and I can assure you that nobody who was in here locked it after I came in. So it was unlocked. And
I just had a feeling that it felt like it was locked.
Well,
like I say, in the 1 year's time that I've had this key, I've never had this happen.
Right. Now, like I said, it did when I came in. It turned red, then it turned green, then it stuck, and then I came in.
Because we can't have an office to where you have to jimmy a door.
No. Everybody needs to be able to get in, get the prizes, stuff like that. Because we have three people here that have prizes.
Bottom line. We'll see what happens tomorrow at noon when I come in for Swap Shop.
And let us know.
Hey, you better not have to jimmy the door, that's all.
If I do, I'll call you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm serious, because there's no excuse for, I don't know if it's locked, I don't know.
Well, it was sticking, but it was not locked when you tried to
get in. Well, there's a difference between jimmying and locked.
Correct.
And that felt to me like it was locked.
Right. To Pastor Craig's and I's knowledge,
it wasn't locked.
To our knowledge.
Because it was weird how 10 seconds later, I get in.
Right. So.
That's.
Yeah. To our knowledge.
So, to be continued tomorow. We'll find out how it does tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll find out.
All right.
But to our knowledge, it was not locked that we know of.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So. Because we wouldn't lock you out. You're part of the show.
I understand. I just want to make that abruptly clear that it never, ever needs to be locked.
That's correct.
When people have keys.
That's right.
So.
And especially, it doesn't need to be locked. Well, obviously, I wouldn't lock it because it's during my show.
Well, I'm just, you know, because.
It's right on the door. We're open from 4 to 5.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. We can't have, you know, people coming in who can't get their prizes that have to jimmy a door.
Correct. So if that's the case, feel free to knock. We'll let you in. Somebody's,
hey, there's a knock.
There's a knock at the door right now, as a matter of fact. So maybe somebody's coming in to get the prize.
Hi.
I'm here to get Sarah's eggs.
You're here to get
Sarah's eggs. All right. There is Sarah's eggs.
Thank you.
We
tell
should
Sarah
just,
to have happy Easter.
Okay.
We should just let her do the lock. Do the door.
Yeah,
we should just let her do the door. See if she got in.
Can you come back here and see if you can get that door handle?
See if she can get it in.
All right.
Yeah. So, okay, well, there's one prize pickup.
All right.
We'll scratch that name off. Scratch that name off the list.
Yeah. So, Nate.
Yeah.
Did you already tell us what you did for the weekend?
I didn't go into detail.
Okay, well, then tell us what you did for the weekend.
Okay, all right. Well, Friday night, went down to Delaware and went to a nice little restaurant across from Grady Hospital, Shorty's. And it's got its own little parking lot, and it's just its own little building. And they have a nice little patio, but it was raining Friday night, at least down in Delaware. The weather wasn't cooperating. There was some rain showers passing through the area. So we went in, sat down. And a nice atmosphere, just a nice little bar and grill is what it is. So we sat down and looked at the menu, thought, well, what are we going to get? Because there's some Italian food on there. They have lasagna. They've got spaghetti. Garlic bread comes with that. So that was tempting to do. So after we looked through all the menu, we decided, well, we're going to go with a pizza. Because we had heard that their pizza is pretty good. So we went with the pizza, and my brother, he was with us, so he got a sub. They have 8-inch subs that come with chips. And so he got that, ham and cheese. And so the waitress was really working hard to refill drinks. But the kitchen was backed up. So the kitchen had a hard time keeping up. With all the orders. But I think we had our food from the time we ordered. I still think we got our food in a half an hour, which I think was pretty good because the place was packed. It was totally full. I mean, there might have been one table available here or there, but it was full. And so we got our pizza, and I'm telling you, this was probably one of the best pizzas I ever had down there at Shorty's. The sauce, they say the sauce is the boss, and the sauce was the boss that day. And my wife is very picky when it comes to sauce, and she loved the sauce, and this was a very good pepperoni pizza. Top of the line. Gotta try their pizzas. I know that's down your neck of the woods, Terry. And if you ever want a pizza to go or you want to eat in, gotta try their pizza. I mean, you talk about good. It is good, good stuff. So you got to try Shorty's in Delaware across from Grady Hospital behind the... there's the Speedway, and then there's a little development with all kinds of businesses in it, and then it's just to the east of that. And so Shorty's was pretty good. So that's what we did on Friday night. So Saturday,
yes.
New day. We headed down to the Polaris area, and I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, that I was going to be in the market for a new suit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we talked about Schottensteins and the different places. Well, went down and... So my brother-in-law was actually here. He was looking for some dress clothes. So he went to JCPenney's. Well, I priced some suits at JCPenney's, and they were just kind of out of my price range. Well, I ended up at DXL Men's Warehouse. Not just Men's Warehouse, but DXL Men's Warehouse, which is in front of Hobby Lobby down there at Polaris, off of... what do they call that now? They used to call that, I think, Gemini Place.
Polaris Town Center, Gemini Place, something like that. Yeah. Sankus, I think, surrounding.
What's that name of that big, humongous store that's over there now that's blue and it's got yellow lettering and it's huge?
Like Big Sandy or no?
No, it's you walk in and it's real unique. It's over on the east side of 71.
There's like Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, right in that area. Oh, I know what it is. It's IKEA.
IKEA, yeah.
I think they, don't they call that road IKEA Way now?
Yeah.
Okay, so this shop is on IKEA Way.
Mm-hmm.
DXL there, yeah. Men's Warehouse.
I love that place.
That's great place.
I used to go in the back, the clearance rack back there.
Yeah. Well, they had a special on some suits. Well, they had charcoal gray and black. Mm. So I decided I wanted black.
Mm.
So I went with that one and tried it all on. And I wasn't going to get it. My wife said, I'll get it for you for Easter.
Whoa.
So went ahead and bought the suit. I didn't ask about, because I'm only a 29 length, and these all their suits came in 32 lengths. Well, I didn't ask them there if they did altering or alternations or whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't ask them that because my mom does that.
Mm.
And so I just texted her, said, hey, do you hem pants still? Because I've been years and years since she did that. And so I asked her, I said, you do that? And she said, yeah, I'll do that. And so they're in the process of getting all hemmed up for Easter. So,
oh, good.
So I'll have a...
You're going to be wearing a new suit for
Suit for Easter, yep. And then we went to the Men's Warehouse, the plain old Men's Warehouse, which is on the front side of Players Mall. You probably know where that's at, Terry.
I've been there a lot.
They had dress shirts for $10.
Oh, of course. The time I don't go.
And they probably still have them, actually.
Yeah.
But $10 for dress shirts. And they have up to a... Well, I like to get a big size because I like to get them long because they come untucked on me so easy. So I get a 22.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 22s.
Were they long or short sleeve?
These ones were long sleeves.
Okay.
But they had short sleeves there.
Okay.
And this was the clearance rack.
Mm-hmm.
So I got me a blue one. I'm going to go blue and yellow for Easter. And the wife's got a yellow outfit. So we're going to go.
The sunflowers.
Going to go sunflowers for Easter. And then we ate at Red Robin while we were down there.
To get the endless fries.
Red Robin.
Yep.
Yum.
And then we ate. Yeah, we got the... endless fries, and I did use the endless fries. I said, yep, bring them on out.
Yes.
And then they got the little packets that, they had a little nachos and bacon dip that they had this time.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah, I didn't get it, but my sister-in-law did, so she shared to dip the fries in. Man, it comes in a good-sized bowl for $1.99.
Okay.
Good size bowl.
Because I think I just got ranch when I...
Yeah, ranch, yeah.
I just got ranch.
And then they have seasoning packets. But this time they brought me out the whole bottle. Mm. So, buddy, I just got to go to town.
I don't think I had... I think I just got the ranch. I didn't get any seasoning. She told me about them, the waitress did, but I didn't. But then the guy that I work with at Home Depot, he used to be the manager there, so he was telling me about them too. He said when you go back there, he said you gotta get these. He said they're really good. So next time I go, I figure I'll try that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you get to
because he was telling me what burger to order and all that stuff.
Yeah, no,
I got the Western. I think it was the Western burger. I think it was. They got like 15. What is it? 12 or 15 different burgers you can get. He said he liked the one. It was a bacon something.
Yeah,
I can't remember what he called it, but it was basically bacon cheese, like a bacon cheeseburger kind
of. Oh yeah, they have all sorts of stuff on their menu. And my brother-in-law, he got one of the plain sandwiches, and he added on an extra burger.
Oh, okay.
Because he wanted a double.
Yeah.
Which they do have doubles, but they're thinner sandwiches. Mm. He wanted a thick sandwich.
Okay.
So, yep. So that's what I did. Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday just didn't really do anything to write home about on Sunday that I can think of. So that was the weekend. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So.
I'm planning a couple trips this next week.
All right.
I'm going to, and this was actually suggested by one of our listeners. I'd received an email. And it had been many, 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 many years since I've been at the Hamburger Inn down in Delaware. Mm. You were talking about Delaware.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's probably been 15 years since I've been at the Hamburger Inn. And so that was a suggestion I received. And, gosh darn, I'm going to be in Delaware next week. So I'm going to stop at the Hamburger Inn and see if it's as good as it was 15 years ago.
All right.
I'll bet it was. But and then... I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but I'm planning to stop in at a museum. And it's a museum right here in Marion. Mm. And it's not any museum we've ever talked about on the air before. Because I was actually surprised. See, I found this out when I was doing my homework for Swap Shop last week. Mm-hmm. And There's like five museums in Marion.
Are there really?
Mm. Yeah. And we've talked about a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But this one we've never talked about. So I'm going to go check it out.
Not the Children's Museum and not Heritage Hall, huh?
No, and it's not the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum that is part of Heritage Hall.
Oh.
It's one of the other ones.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I should have something to report next week.
Good.
I'm going to do that this week.
That'd be interesting. All things Marion. That's that'd be cool.
Because, like I said, when I was doing my homework for Swap Shop, and I found it that they had these couple museums here that we hadn't talked about, and I thought, well, heck, we ought to stay here in Marion and report on everything in Marion when we have the time. And so I'm going to have the time.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, when you go down to the Hamburger, how long has it been since you've been to the Hamburger Inn? About?
Oh, God, it's been over a year or so.
Oh, so you've been there pretty recently.
Yeah, I've been there The day I went was, my goodness, it was packed.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you get a seat?
Well, I went there because we were celebrating it was a family gathering. I can't remember, somebody's birthday or something. I went down there. And they didn't get back with me in time to let me know that we end up going to the Cracker Barrel. So I'm down there waiting, and I mean, it was just like every seat was taken, and there were still probably 20 people lined up just waiting for seats. So finally, I get a text message, and I happen to look at my phone. It said, oh, we moved everything out to the Cracker Barrel. So I had to drive out to the Cracker Barrel. But man, it was packed in there.
I know. And then, can you ever get a spot to park?
Well, what I had to do was I had to park in the back, but at a different business, but you had to pay the meter or something.
Yeah.
So I just paid the meter. And
that's the... That's, to me, is the big drawback about Delaware.
Yeah, there's no parking. Yeah, there's no parking.
And where when you can't
And you have to watch where you park because they will tow you.
Yeah, and so half the parking is you got to pay.
Yeah.
And the other half the parking you can't get.
Right. So if you want to actually park at the business, you've got to get there early.
Yeah.
and I've noticed that there's very, very limited spaces at these businesses.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 to 6 spots, maybe. But there's all these lots in the back with that you can pay to park.
Okay.
So what I do, honestly, is I just, if I know I'm going to a place like that, I bring a bunch of change with me. And I just drop, I mean, last time I think I put $3 in the meter and I had like 5 hours.
Okay.
So I just, who the next person, I said, you know what, can just have whatever's left. I think it was 1 hour and 15 minutes left or something. And,
okay.
Or two, like, well, we're there 2 hours or whatever.
Just kind of pay it forward.
Yeah, so I just said, whoever's here can.
See, I just turn my flashers on and don't put any money in.
But when Michelle was alive, we went there a couple of times. She loved that place too. So did I. It was great. That's on my list to go back, and of course the GNR is always a good place to.
They got cream pies now.
Do they?
Yeah, they were out for a while.
I got to go back there. So. That's always a good. I love that place too. And
you guys, if you're downtown Delaware, have you heard of Restoration? It's a bar and grill.
No.
Okay. It's on the same strip as the. The place with the humongous hamburgers.
Son of Thurman?
Yeah. It's just a few doors now.
Okay.
From Son of Thurman.
Okay.
And it's just a nice little place. But if you guys like nachos.
Okay.
Chicken nachos. Mm. They bring it out. Now, they put that, I guess you pronounce it Pico de Gallo.
Pico de Gallo? Yeah.
Yeah. They put that on there.
Look at you, Terry. So, that just rolled off your tongue. I'm impressed.
That's a lot of times of eating at Misa Rita's there, Delaware, if you ever raid at that place.
No.
It's just like El Campesino's, but it's Delaware's version of El Campesino's.
Is it downtown?
Yeah, it's called, it's around the corner from, I'm still getting familiar with a lot of the, I think it's, is it Sandusky, I think? It's on Sandusky Street.
There. Right on the main drag?
It's by the theater. The Strand. It's by the Strand.
Is that Winter?
You can literally leave you can leave the door from this restaurant, and it's like maybe. Yeah.
That's around the corner at.
Is that Winter Street or is that? Is that Winter or Franklin?
No, because Franklin's in North South Street.
Okay.
Because I used to live on Franklin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
134.
Yeah.
But I think that might be Winter.
Street. Okay. Well, anyway, this place. It's tremendous. I mean, but it's one of those places that if you see it, you would not know it's there. Like, you could literally walk by it because they have a small sign hanging above the door that says Misa Rita's.
Oh, okay.
And you go in, and it looks, to be honest with you, it looks like a grocery store. But they have, you know, booths and tables. I mean, it's bigger than what it looks until you get inside. You know, when you look at it from the outside, you're like, what? And you go inside, and it's... just goes, you know, a long way, but it from the outside looks like a grocery store, but it's very, very good. But we went there one time, and the funny thing was that they had these margaritas or I don't know what, I think it was margaritas. They were like $2 or something. Well, it was my sister's birthday, her 45th birthday, so we took her there, and she was under the impression that it was $2 a pitcher. So she kept ordering all these pitchers. Well, they get their bill, and it's like, no, $2 a piece. It's or what, $4, whatever it was. And so the bill ends up being, of course, a lot more than what. But it was funny. But it's just funny because my dad always kind of teases around when he goes in there because, you know, they like as soon as you go in, they'll say, "Hey, amigo, how you?" You know, and so my dad's, "Hey, amigo," and
he tries to talk.
Yeah, and so if you see my dad, you know, kind of has the facial, you know, he's real dark complexion, you know, and everything. So
you're saying he looks Mexican?
He kind of, you know, he could. And so he goes in there, and of course they just treat him like a king because they just love when people do. So, you know, he gets the best seat and all this stuff. You know, it was just funny, man. I mean, and so we went there a lot, and now I'm like hooked on El Vaquero now. So
okay,
I love that place. So
your go-to down there.
Yeah, but this Misa, and then there's a new place on Lake Street down there, a new Mexican restaurant. I can't think of the name of it, but they're supposed to have like great tacos and stuff. And
is that by the barbecue place?
Yeah,
Right by
yep,
the
it is.
It's, I saw that.
Yeah.
Red Door Barbecue.
It's, it's right beside that place.
Yeah, it's right. I don't even know what it's called.
But my dad likes this place because he said the summertime they have literally a garage door that opens up, and that's the, like the seating's right there on the.
That used to be a bar.
Oh yeah. Was it the stop? It wasn't the stop 42. Was it the stop 42? Okay. I was there once. Oh,
once
was totally enough for me. I went in there, and I'm telling you, I can't describe to you even on the radio how bad this place was. And I don't mean bad in the sense of like dirty. I mean, you don't want to be there bad. I mean,
full disclosure here. I don't think. You know, I think Stop 42 is still there. I think
it's
it was
on
Kinsa's.
Up.
It was. I think that was Kinsa's.
Yeah.
I think the Mexican is now is where Kinsa's
okay.
used to be.
Okay, yeah,
because it was Stop 42. It was Kinsa's was the farthest north, and Stop 42 was in the middle.
Yeah.
And then on the end was, full disclosure here. I have no bones about it. I don't make any secrets about it. But before I was saved as a Christian, I was a very heavy drinker and I led a riotous life.
And you frequented
NAC. There weren't many of the bars that I didn't frequent.
Well, when I go in this, first of all, when you go in this bar, and the first thing you see when you walk in is probably 35 to 40 motorcycles outside. You think, uh-oh. So we get inside there. I bowled on Friday nights here in Marion, and some friends of mine lived in Delaware at the time, and they said, hey, let's go to the Stop 40. I'd never been there before. I'm like 25. So, sure, I'm game. You know, I'm kind of a little tipsy, so I ride down with them, and no big deal. My buddies go in there, and, of course, they're, like, kind of pushing their way through, and I'm petrified, scared to death. And all of a sudden, I look over, and they said, my buddy's going, pointing to it, and I said, what are you talking about? He's like, and I was like, we got to go? And he said, we got to go. The band's fighting, the crowd's fighting. And at that point, I said, we got to go. So he's trying to get beer to go, and it just, oh.
Not to say that all motorcycles are
right.
That
I'm
way,
not classifying, yeah.
Right.
But when you walk in and there's gangs, you know, motorcycle gangs, and.
Gangs, yeah.
You know, and of course, I'm so out of place there that it's not, you know, so that was enough for me to, that was my one and only Stop 42 experience. Now, these guys, the one guy lived in Delaware at the time, and the other guy worked in Delaware, so they frequented there before the Brown Jug a lot. So they already had a 25-year head start on me, because they would always go to before the Brown Jug, that's where they would meet at.
So you stopped going to 42.
That was my one and only time I ever went to Stop 42, and I never went back again, and I never have any aspirations about going back again.
Back on the subject of Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
There's a new one. It's in Marengo, Ohio.
Okay.
Okay. They had one of those little, you know, ice cream shops. You know, every small town has
an
ice cream shop.
Yeah, little mom and pops. Yeah.
Talked about those kind of things. And the ice cream shop in Marengo, for the last 12 years, it's been opened and closed and opened and closed. And, you know, they've had five different owners. And seems like nobody can make it go.
The one in Waldo, sounds like.
Yeah. It just opened last week or this week. I'm not sure which. Like Monday or end of last week.
Uh-huh.
But it's a Mexican place. It's Sombrero's Mexican Grill.
Okay.
So that's another thing that's on my list to give
that's,
a try.
I'm going to have to hit that because my sister turned me on to the one in Mount Gilead. I didn't realize that one.
And
awesome.
Yeah. I've not eaten there, but I've heard good.
She was the treasurer of Mount Gilead High School, and she ate there a lot. And she always told me about this place.
She probably couldn't have eaten there if she wasn't the treasurer.
Right.
Since she was the treasurer.
Yeah. She ate there all the time. So she got me hooked on this place. So I met her over there one day, and wow.
Pretty good.
Well worth
Very
it.
Good.
Yes.
Now, what do you order when you guys go?
I'm a sizzling fajita.
Sizzling fajita. Okay. So the fajita for one or the fajita for whatever.
I think I get the combination one of the beef, chicken, and shrimp.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's what
right.
I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it comes out sizzling to you,
yep.
And you got your shells.
You get the shells, and yeah,
you make
absolutely.
It yourself.
But I eat a lot of stuff, even not even in the shell. I just
eat
the,
eat it off the
yeah,
plate. Yeah,
yeah,
the greens.
Yep,
and the,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
I'm either fajitas or enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Okay.
Enchiladas.
I like the chimichangas.
Chimichanga.
And the weird thing is, I can't stand guacamole, but I love it with my fajitas. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. But
I don't like guacamole.
But you like it with that.
But when they bring it out with that, I have no qualms. I just put it on there and don't even...
You know, Mary in El Campesino's got an awesome... If you like burritos,
uh-huh.
They got an awesome super burrito with
okay.
stuffed with half chicken and half beef.
Okay.
And it's good.
Mm.
Yep. Super burrito out there. And then...
There's a great place, Lewis Center, too. Senor Antonio's is very good. Right across the street from Home Depot, where the Walmart and everything is, in that little plaza right there.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Who's got... What town's got that Senor Frogs? Does that ring a bell?
No.
Mm. No? Never seen that? I'm probably... It's probably in Myrtle Beach or something.
Yeah.
I'll probably just pull that on my hat
yeah.
somewhere.
Yeah,
that's when you were up in Tiffin.
Yeah.
I don't know, are they still around? The Don Pablos? Remember those? Are they still around?
I don't think there's any around.
Okay.
I don't know.
And what was the one my sister and I used to go to? Chi-Chi's all the time.
Chi-Chi's? Yeah. And there was an El Torito's.
El Torito's? Yeah.
I remember yeah. that. I'll tell you, there's some good stuff around.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff around.
Like
sure.
I say, now though, I'm hooked on this El Vaquero. I like El Vaquero.
You know, the three of us ought to start some sort of a restaurant out of that Waldo Dairy Bar. If you can.
What's the problem with that place? I mean.
Well, it's been too expensive.
Okay.
It's been up, you know, like 200.
Well, since the one older guy had it and he passed, I mean, it seems like it's just changed hands.
Yeah, now.
The guy that was the clown, we had him on a couple of times.
Now he's still living.
Is he still living?
Yeah.
Okay.
He and his wife just celebrated their 50th
okay.
anniversary
oh, good.
A couple
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
And he's kind of my distant neighbor. He lives down next side street from me.
Okay.
And he comes over to talk. And but they sold it to an outfit that rented it out
okay.
to people.
All right.
Well, they rented it out to this veteran. And they had kind of, it sounded like they kind of said, okay, we're going to give this to you for several years. Well, they only ended up giving it to the poor guy 1 year. So he kind of got a raw deal on that.
Well, I knew the last owners of it. I think I know the guy you're talking about, the veteran guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy I knew that had it.
Okay, so
and then after that, I thought my friend said that his mom and dad had it, the Sparks.
Yeah, the Sparks.
Yeah.
That sounds
okay.
right.
Okay, all right.
And I thought they were the ones that were trying to sell it.
Oh, that could. I see it's up for sale
yeah,
now. So
yeah, because 1 year, either the last season or 2020, they probably didn't open in 2020 because of the pandemic year.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past couple of years, they opened it just long enough to sell out of their ice cream.
Right.
They didn't
right,
open the
right.
grill.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened, they wanted to sell out of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they wanted to kind of open it to kind of show off what it could do to potential buyers too.
Right.
And but that thing's, of course, I worked there when I was 14 and 15 years old. That thing's a nice little
Well,
layer.
It was always great because, like, during the summer they would have, you know, softball and things at the park, and then you just go there right at, I mean.
Oh, we used to have runs.
Every small town has one of those, and they rarely ever go out of business.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because they do a fantastic business.
Well, a lady talked to me when I worked in Mansfield, and she said her husband, before he passed away, he bought her one, a mom and pop's, and she said it's a cash-only business.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So she said, therefore, she said, I could keep two sets of books if I want. But she said, the key is becoming an LLC instead of incorporating.
Oh, okay.
She said, then if something goes wrong, she said, they can't touch your personal...
Oh, okay.
But like the pastor said, she's exactly right. She said, when I retire... I'll just sell it to whomever, you know. And at the time, I think she was like mid-40s, her husband had passed. But before he passed, that's what they've invested their money, and that's what they bought.
Okay.
She said they're like cash cow, these things
are.
I mean,
they're like I said, every small town has one. They rarely ever just go out of business. They always have business. I mean, you know, they're always busy, you know. So if
and typically you, low overhead. And,
so
you know.
Yeah, if you can't make it in that business, you're doing something wrong.
Right. I always thought that or a concession trailer.
Yeah.
Like a food truck or something?
Yeah, or no,
or
just
a
concession. Like if you know, if you're retired or something, and you just all you did was just do the fair circuit or something.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just a concession trailer.
Oh, those people make good money. I know some of them, and traditionally they, you know, it's a lot of work going around from different
sure.
one to different one, but
sure.
they make money. But the pandemic killed them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because that one whole year. They
no fairs.
No
well,
fairs.
The thing is, I just wonder, you wouldn't have to do really anything fancy. Just maybe fries and chicken yeah. fingers or something.
Or
even
if you wanted to do real basic, I suppose you could just do some sort of a chili dog and chips or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. I mean,
like
I just
Throw
think that
pop.
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, I would live by, you know, just keeping it simple. But I just think either a concession trailer or one of those little mom and pops, I think that would be the way to go, you know.
Now, the Delaware County Fairgrounds, during the pandemic, they opened up.
They
and
did.
Let these, yeah, remember?
Yeah.
They let these food trucks come in and set up.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had like eight
were,
or ten food trucks.
Yeah,
here, yeah,
even though there wasn't a fair going on, because
right.
we went down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you could still go in and get food, but then you just couldn't stay.
Couldn't stay. You had to take it to your car or whatever.
Right, right.
To eat it. So we went down there and frequented those places as well. So that was kind of neat during the pandemic.
Now talking about bars or restaurants though on that main drive, my dad, my stepmom didn't like that place called Opa's. You ever heard of that? It's a Greek.
I've been.
But they serve burgers and they serve, you know, like traditional. They like that place. Then there's a good barbecue place called the Backstretch.
Now, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. And the
and
Flying
that's
Pig.
That's also in Delaware?
Yep.
I've heard
and
of
the Flying Pig.
I've heard of it. But
how about the Old Dog? You ever heard of that
Never
one?
Heard. I've that seen one? That one.
That was also suggested.
Oh,
know,
was it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You know, the one listener that wrote in and suggested the Hamburger Inn or the Old Dog. Now, I don't know
it.
Where the Old Dog is.
I saw it somewhere last night going back to my brother picked me up to go to restoration last night. We were going back to the car, and I spotted that Old Dog. And I think I had seen that forwarded in one of your emails from one of the listeners. Yeah, the Old Dog.
Terry, you got phone problems over there?
Yeah.
Hi, we're on the air.
No, but
Terry, you can't come to the phone right now.
I wasn't a big fan of it, but that place down there, too, called Asian Typhoon, you ever...
Is that downtown?
It's downtown, too. Yeah, I ended up there. That was another birthday excursion for somebody that we ended up at.
Oh, okay.
There, so.
That's
then my sister likes that place. It's right there on the corner. I think it's an ice cream. Is it something gelato or no?
It's an ice, like an Italian ice?
Yes, but there's a little bar above it called the Solar Saloon. And then there's,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Gelatos or something like that.
Something
on
that order.
Yeah.
It's upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they also like that place, too, that Jay Gumbo's. They like that place.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
It's right down from that Son of Thurman's, too.
That
Amato's is always busy there.
No.
Why can't is Amato's even open
yes,
here?
Yes,
yeah, they're
yes,
open.
It is.
Okay,
yes,
they're open.
Because I've had four or five people come up to me at work that are familiar with Marion here, and they say, "What's going on with Amato's?"
Yeah, they're open.
It's
okay,
open.
All right.
It is open for business.
Okay,
I have not been to the one here
because somebody said they were having trouble with the permit or something. I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of problems.
I've been to the one here in Delaware.
Oh my! That yeah.
But I have not been to the one here in Marion. And
I went to the Son of Thurman's one day. Overrated, I think, but
yeah, I thought it was almost too much burger for me. I didn't even get their giant burger.
Didn't like it, yeah.
I got one of their burgers and it was just too much burger, which is crazy for me cuz I love big portions.
Didn't like it.
But it's, you know, it's just all about what you like, what you don't like.
Yeah.
Hey, it's No, it isn't. It's 5:54 on a Wednesday afternoon drive time. This is Live at 5, the show with no name. I'm Nate Redmond. He's Terry Tackett.
Hello.
And Pastor Craig.
Hello.
We're on the web at noname.show. That's noname.show. You can go there and you can email any one of us, but you can also email us individually if you wish. You can email Terry at...
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig, who is celebrating a one-year anniversary...
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
...of doing his program, Study His Word Radio.
On Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings.
His new time.
New time from 9 until 10 o'clock.
That's
and
right.
And they can email you where?
They can email me at, well, they can go on the website, studyhiswordradio.org, or they can email me at studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
And I'm RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Folks, we may have a call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to call. I won those crabberry eggs or whatever they're called.
Yes.
The other day, my name's Ron Denny. I'm supposed to pick them up today. When can I
stop in and pick them up?
I know you guys, I had till 6, but...
You got 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Well, let me ask Pastor Craig a question here.
He can stop in tomorrow. I'll be here from noon till 1 o'clock.
Can you do noon to 1 tomorrow? We'll have a live show on then.
Yeah.
Okay, Pastor Craig will be here from noon to 1 tomorrow.
All right, I'm sorry about interrupting you guys. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's right. Good question.
We have no plan for the show.
Exactly.
So, and interruptions
are okay.
They go with everything else we do.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Thanks, too. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yep, the regular pickup hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 4 until 5. And then, but sometimes you can catch him extra times. And Pastor Craig will be here tomorrow if you would like to pick up from 12 to 1. He'll be in with the program.
Swap Shop.
So phone in all
so
your
it's that time of or it's that time of year now. Any yard sales, any church sales, rummage sales.
Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
There's Easter egg hunts. Come
everywhere.
And if you were doing your spring cleaning last weekend and you've got things laying around that you don't want anymore,
give him a call.
740-383-9944. He'll be right here behind the microphone tomorrow. And maybe I'll call back with what I had. I didn't get rid of it yet, so maybe I'll call back in with what I had.
I was going to say, what did you take any calls last week?
I took 4 calls last week.
Did they have things to sell, or did they just want to talk to you?
Well, fortunately, they had things to sell. Well, I had 2 callers with things to sell,
okay.
And then I had 2 callers looking for specific things.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was good.
Great.
4 calls.
Great.
So, tomorrow we want to get 6 or 7
So, come
calls.
On now. We want to see the pastor double that. So,
that's
we
right.
want 8 calls tomorrow. So, dig in your closet. Dig through your garage, whatever.
And we really want the people to call for the reason that you can sell things, get
yes.
rid of things. There is no intention on my part to show Glenn how good a job I did
right.
when he was gone.
No.
Hey, you guys, have you ever heard the Navy band, the Sea Chanters, in concert?
I heard you announce that. I've never heard of those guys.
I had
though.
Never heard of it until you announced
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're available on April 24th at 3 p.m., it's a free concert. You just got to get tickets
at
down
at the palace?
Yep.
Okay.
Got to get tickets down at the box office.
Okay.
You can send them a self-addressed stamped envelope. Or I just went in to get mine because they usually not sell out, but they usually give them out pretty quick. Mm. And they'll be singing along. They'll be doing a patriotic number. Then they'll go into an oldies like Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Oh.
Then they'll launch into an Elvis Presley hit.
Okay.
And they're entertainers for the President of the United States.
Okay.
So they're just top notch.
Mm.
And they do quartet numbers and solo numbers and band numbers, all kinds of stuff. So April 24th, Palace Theater, 3 p.m. If you
okay.
want to go. If you guys want to go, it's a good time, and the tickets are just general admission. You just show up, and you sit wherever you want. So
might as well bring a lawn chair. No,
Terry, get his lawn chair. Sit it on the stage.
Stage, yeah. Maybe I'll get up here and do Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Yeah,
with
there
him.
You go. Prop up a microphone.
That's right.
And just meld it
going,
right
going
out.
Out.
There
yeah.
you go.
That's right.
Well, guys, we are to the end of our little time together. We're here every Wednesday from 5:15 until 6 o'clock with Live at 5, the show with no name. Our website, once again, is noname.show. And Terry's email?
TerryTech@48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig?
Website is studyhiswordradio.org, and email is studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
Didn't do the hi-yah.
Didn't do the hi-yah.
Threw me off. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is my email address. So it's been good talking to all you guys out there. We'll be back next week.
See you in a couple weeks, probably from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think I'm going.
Great. Sounds good. All right. Hey, we'll be back next time for Live at 5.
The show with no name.
BFM Marion, Ohio.